And now we get to go back to hour two of Garden Talk with Mr. Mark Weber. Mark, how are you?
Good morning. Mary, did you hear the story about the Ohio Department of Agriculture went onto people's properties and took trees away?
I did catch a little bit of that. I need to get more details.
Yes. It was, in fact, the trees that were shipped in from Tennessee that were actually part of a quarantine of Woody adelgin, which has decimated the hemlock population in the eastern part of the United States, was brought into Pickle, Ohio. In fact, a couple other places in Ohio. And officials actually went upon people's properties and removed these plants, which brings home another question. Is it wise to always think because somebody sells something that it's safe or good for you to plant in your yard? More of that and so much more on Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you, and welcome back to the second hour of Garden Talk right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. And we would love for you to be part of this morning's broadcast. There's not any lines available, I'm happy to say. We're completely filled up to the brim at 457-1290, but stay tuned because I'm sure a line will become available. A little bit about this show, folks, if it's your first time tuning in. My name is Mark Weber, and I've hosted this legendary broadcast for 26 years, where we've been planting the seeds for a greener and better world in the world of plants and lawns and landscaping and trees. And I spend time helping you understand the world of plants. Nowhere else do you get the analysis, the understanding, and the science of how plants grow, and also where you get the best practices of what to do the right way in your yard, garden, landscape. A little background about myself. I started in the industry at a very young age, about the age of 14. I hold 2 degrees in horticulture from a place you may have heard of before, called Ohio State University. I'm designated by the International Society of Arboriculture as a board-certified master arborist, and I'm also qualified in tree risk assessment. And most recently, I have been designated by the American Society for the Horticultural Sciences as a certified professional horticulturalist. There is 79, and I'm the 79th one in the United States and world. And so when you call 457-1290, you're getting more than just anecdotal advice. You're getting information that's based on science, and it's based on what's right and wrong to be done in your yard. And we do a lot of topics on Garden Talk, some of which are warm and fuzzy, and some of which sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, are a bit controversial. And speaking of controversial, good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Well, you know, Rich, I like how you say, Mark, you thrive on this kind of fun. I look at it this way, Rich. You know, controversy and conflict can be a really good thing, and this is why. It can be an educational tool. It can be a way that we shape and mold things in a better way that future generations don't have to deal with the same crap. Okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And my view of these issues, as I see it, is that it's my role as someone who has education, certifications, and qualifications to instruct, to educate the world about how to do things so that we don't damage or injure plants and cost people money. Period. And I don't think that's unreasonable. I really don't. I know there are some people out there that think, oh my God, she's getting into this again. I mean, back in the day when I started on the radio, I talked about tree topping and how bad it was. And you know what, Rich? You be the frequency of tree topping in Ohio has dropped dramatically over the last decade. And I completely can I attribute that a lot to what we did on the radio in the early years, talking about how bad tree topping was.
And people think that they're either a lot of gardeners aren't aware of the issues or the problems, and it's not that they make a bad choice. They're just unaware, and so it's what you're doing is providing some education, some needed education, and it's also calling out disreputable providers of service and materials and let them know that they're on notice. That shouldn't be necessary, but unfortunately it is.
It really is, Rich. It is the stuff that goes on in this world with some of this stuff is heart sickening. It really is. Which brings us to the plant that you've chose to opine about today. The Japanese pagoda.
Well, yes.
And, you know, it's interesting because it segues right into this issue of the hemlocks that were brought into Miami County that were literally plucked out of people's yards because they broke a quarantine. This plant, Rich, did you know that it has what its zone hardiness range is?
The hemlock?
No, the Japanese pagoda. Tree.
Oh, I believe it's a zone 4.
Zone 4 to zone 8.
Mm-hmm.
And here you've got a plant that has a wide variance of hardiness. And when it is purchased from certain sources from the south where the seed has not been indexed for its hardiness, comes to the northern states, gets planted, and dies in the winter. I have personally witnessed this, and this is another reason why. Do you just take the advice of how do you handle this? This is a really nasty thing because here you've got plants, and this is where superior knowledge from the person selling or recommending the plant, there's a certain amount of responsibility goes with that person and the sale of that product. Now, to point of reasonability, meaning that here you've got a plant, very nice plant, Japanese pagoda tree. But if you're selling a plant that comes from a source that's unknown, meaning you don't know what its true zone hardiness is related to its seed source or its bud source, that it could end up being a plant that you plant in your yard that ends up not surviving long term.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's, once again, there's the attitude of buyer beware, but the buyer shouldn't have to beware because the producers should have the integrity to,
well, we would hope and so
to do what's right. Correct.
Yeah.
And which is also why, you know, I'm a big fan of recommending people deal with reputable local independent garden centers for their plant material, because there's a very much higher likelihood that they're going to know where the plant material came from, that it'll be zone hardy for the area, because the reality is a plant like the pagoda tree, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful tree, it's in flower right now and very adaptable, provides beautiful masses of white flowers right now and great shade. If it's growing in a nursery in Ohio, it's going to go through a few winters before it is sold. And if it's not hardy, if it's from a non-hardy seed source, it's never going to make it to market.
You're right.
Right.
This is the catch 22. And this is the part that a lot of listeners get really irritated about. If you buy it from that local grower or that local garden center, it's going to cost you more money because there's more cost involved in supplying, producing, and ensuring that you're getting a better quality plant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can tell you how many times that I get phone calls on Garden Talk or in my office from people that buy plants from those places that you and I don't like. And they want me, a board certified master arborist, to give them advice on how to manage a plant purchased from an unknown source. And what's most curious about it, though, is, Rich, they want a diagnosis, okay, and they want expert advice, but they never want to pay for that expert advice or you know.
Yeah, and that's that is another whole big can of worms.
That's right. We won't even go there. But the end result is, and this is where the controversy goes on with gardening, is that there is science. There is a basis for these opinions, and these opinions are based on years and years of research done by many, many, many different people, that there are proper horticultural methods and means to grow, select, choose, and maintain plants, period. If you choose to deviate off the course of what is horticulturally acceptable, then you will therefore fall into the rut of something going wrong. Period. Now, it's not to say that everything that we know today is what we're going to hold fast to for another 2 or 5 years from now. But, you know, plant selection begins with good choices and good genetics. Yes. And I often tell people, somebody called up my office. We get all kinds of fun calls. We got a call from a lady the other day, and she was going off on me. I mean, mad at me. She said, and Randy Tischer will love this one. I stood up for Randy. She called up and started chewing me out that Randy Tischer's grass seed was too expensive. And I said, really? And she goes, it's a dollar something more a pound. And I go, really? And she goes, yes, it's terrible. And I said, yep. And I said, I bet you that if you'd plant Randy's grass seed, you're going to end up with a lawn that's going to look a heck of a lot better than that other place that's a dollar something cheaper. And I said, that dollar mm-hmm. something more a pound that you're paying for those extra 10 pounds of grass seed, which is what, $10? You're going to buy mm-hmm. probably about 10 times that much insecticide, fertilizer, and herbicide to improve mm-hmm. what you planted off of the dollar cheaper a pound grass seed. At that point yep. in time, she hung up on me. Made me feel good. I mean, I must have really got to her at some point. But the point being is that's what we've done for 26 years here. Talked about mm-hmm. the best practices, and plant selection, ladies and gentlemen, is a big one. It's a really, really big one. So when you pick and choose plants, work with professionals, work with certified horticulturalists, certified arborists, and good local garden centers, and yeah, you're going to spend a little extra money, but the end result, more likely than not, as Mr. Rich has so eloquently stated, is the outcome that's a positive one. Mr. Rich, I must go because of the constraints of time. Mason is getting ready, prepared to throw hydrangea blooms at me.
And, and I just wanted to say also that, you know, I learned something from your mystery plant this week.
Oh, no, don't give any clues. Don't give any clues. No.
No, I just wanted to say I learned something. I didn't realize that the foliage had been used as, you know, could be crushed and used as a medicinal application.
This plant is huge, huge in that area. Yes, sir.
Yeah, whether it be salve or whether it be balm.
You are so, so naughty. Mr. Rich, as always, you take care of you, and we'll talk very soon. Even though you say you don't like controversy, you thrive on it as well, sir. You take care.
I do.
I know you do. That's why you and I like each other so well. Take care, Rich. All right.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue with What Plant I Am and more of your calls on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
We're there for you. Insurance companies often say that, but there's one company that actually is there for you, no matter where you are or what time of day. You know them as the people who rescue you at the side of the road, the people with a fleet of tow trucks, the ones you can be sure will always come to help, AAA Insurance comes from the same people who are out on the road with you. Auto and home insurance that sets things right again with quick and easy claims. Insurance as dependable and helpful as those extremely dependable and helpful AAA tow trucks. And if anything happens to your car or home, from a fender bender to a fallen tree, you can take comfort knowing AAA Insurance will always be there to help. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to a AAA agent at your local office or visit AAA.com/insurance and find out how AAA auto and home insurance is really there for you.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. I'm sure many of you by now are certainly aware of MyPillow. Company founder and owner Mike Lindell's all over TV. I've been talking about MyPillow for almost 2 years. So what are you waiting for? Why not make a change and sleep better than you've ever slept before by making that change in your pillow to MyPillow? Call the folks at MyPillow today at their Minnesota call center. That's also where the factory is, 100% made in the USA. All you need to do is call 1-800-320-1481, 800-320-1481. Ask for the radio listener special. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and to go anywhere pillows when you use the promo code WHIO. Now, that's a better deal than you're going to see on TV, a better deal than any stores. You can get the same deal online, MyPillow.com. When you click on the radio listener special, and again, use the promo code WHIO. Nothing to lose. Every MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Your vehicle is not just a means of transportation. It's an investment. Unfortunately, elements such as the sun, salt, sand, bugs, and bird droppings love to make their marks on that beautiful surface. There's no need to let those dirty brushes, cloth bands, or grit-filled rags make their marks across your investment's finish. The good news is that you have a really good choice when it comes to cleaning your vehicle's exterior. Cascade Car Wash. Come experience our touchless system. We use only softened water and the best soap detergent in the industry. In fact, Cascade Car Wash's system is recommended by luxury car manufacturers. We offer 8-foot height clearance, so your service van is welcome as well. Come and experience the Cascade Touchless difference today. Located at 2701 Swigert Road in Kettering, a mile and a half north of Costco. That's Swigert with an E. Go to CascadeCW.com for more information. That's CascadeCW.com.
Stockslager's is our name.
Family owned since 1959, Stockslager's mission has always been to bring you quality plants at affordable prices. Our 7 acres of greenhouses offer a lovely variety of annuals, perennials, and hanging baskets. Need advice to plant a vegetable garden? The knowledgeable staff wants to help. Choose from tomatoes, vegetables, fruit trees, over 70 varieties of potted herbs. 1 mile west of New Lebanon on US 35.
Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center.
Enjoy the outdoors at a Five Rivers Metro Park shelter or campsite. Both are now easy to reserve online at the new metroparks.org. Shelters and campsites are located near park activities such as hiking, fishing, paddling, and cycling. Visit metroparks.org/easy to take a virtual tour, discover nearby activities, check availability, and rent your shelter or campsite online. Rent today for the best selection at metroparks.org/easy.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe, call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA-certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
Hi, it's Jeremy from Handcrafted Amish Furniture. Now is a great time to visit our store. We have what you need to get your summer home projects moving. Our outdoor furniture collection adds style and comfort to any patio or deck. And as always, we offer the area's best selection of handmade bedroom, dining room, and living room furniture. Visit our showroom at 1360 North Fairfield Road in Beaver Creek. And don't forget to ask about our summer specials. Great service, great products, and the area's best prices. We are Handcrafted Amish Furniture, 1360 North Fairfield Road in Beaver Creek.
Hey listeners, Larry Hanskin here. Don't forget next week is WHIO Radio's Nostalgia Week, sponsored by Dots Market and Dayton Metro Library Grand Opening. Here's special guests, classic WHIO sounds, and more all week next week here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's 7:26, 26 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Showers and thunderstorms likely this morning. It's going to be hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s. We'll see another chance for storms firing up late in the day, and those storms could linger into the overnight hours tonight. Warm and muggy tonight with overnight lows in the mid-70s. We'll see a chance for storms early in the day Sunday with highs back into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is overcast skies. We've got rain off to the east. There's a little bit of rain to the northwest up toward Greenville and Preble County. Beyond that, we've got 71 degrees on the station in downtown Dayton that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And the views and opinions expressed here in Garden Talk are purely based on science and best practices for your yard, garden, and landscape. And let's continue with what plant I am. My genus is a flowering plant, belongs to the mint family. My genus is endemic to North America. My common name is inspired by the fragrance of my leaves. My genus was named after a Spanish botanist who first talked about me in 1574, describing plants of the New World. My flowers are tubular, bilateral, symmetric, and narrow, with an upper lip and lower, wider lower lip. If you crush me, my leaves are very of my species, exude a very spicy fragrance and essential oil. And I have been used as a medicinal plant for skin infections and minor wounds to alleviate stomach and bronchial ailments by many Native American tribes. I am naturally a natural source of antiseptic compound that's used as a formula in mouthwashes. So what plant am I? 457-1290 is the number of the dial. We'll continue more after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:30. I'm Mary Word in our top story. Thousands in the Miami Valley are without power after this morning's showers and storms.
We're tracking showers and thunderstorms working across the Miami Valley. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO triple team traffic. We have crews on the scene of a crash in Dayton on southbound 75 at Stewart Street. Also, two trees are reported down, one in Trotwood at Besore Road and Shiloh Springs, the other in Dayton on Olive Road. Checking out your drive times if you're traveling on westbound 35 from 675 to 75. That 5 mile drive should take you about 5 minutes. Our top story, Dayton Power and Light is back at it, working to restore power after more showers and storms this morning. Outages right now, over 1,600 in Preble County, 561 in Montgomery County, over 100 in Miami County, 352 in Auglaize, and 171 in Union. We'll be keeping our eyes on the latest outage reports throughout the morning. As we make our way through the summer, the days continue to get shorter.
We'll see sunset before 9 o'clock tonight, sunset at 8:59. Average high for today, 85, but we're going to be above that. High temperature near 89 this afternoon. You factor in the humidity, could feel like it's around 100 degrees or so at times. So certainly stay hydrated if you're going to be outside for any extended period of time. Showers and thunderstorms likely this morning. Another chance for storms to fire up up late in the day. We'll keep those chances overnight into Sunday.
Meteorologist Josh Poland has your exclusive WHIO forecast coming up. In Sydney, no arrests were made during a Friday night OVI checkpoint. The Ohio State Highway Patrol says that 506 cars were stopped and checked during the three-hour checkpoint on Wapakoneta Avenue near Pinehurst Street. Sydney officers assisted troopers with the traffic stops and arrested a person with an active warrant during saturation patrols. A suspect is in custody in connection with two attempted robberies Friday afternoon.
Cops took a woman into custody from a Dayton house Friday night, but have not released her name. That woman allegedly brought the same robbery note to both Fifth Third Bank on Patterson Road and Key Bank on Linden Avenue, but left without a penny.
WHIO's Jonah Audie. And now the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely this morning. It's going to be hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s. We'll see another chance for storms firing up late in the day, and those storms could linger into the overnight hours tonight. Warm and muggy tonight with overnight lows in the mid-70s. We'll see a chance for storms early in the day Sunday with highs back into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking at the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar, Auglaize and Mercer counties are under a flash flood warning through 9:30 this morning. It looks as though most of the storms have passed through the Miami Valley for now, but still seeing a lot of areas of showers. The ones getting hit the hardest would be Montgomery, Greene, Clark, and Champaign counties. It's 71 degrees in Troy, 70 in Springfield, and 71 in Dayton at 7:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Mary Worden on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. Richard, is it just me, or am I not seeing very many signs in yards these days?
No, it's not you. The total active homes for sale in the Miami Valley is down 25% over the same period last year.
Now, with the market being healthy, but inventory being as low as it is right now, what's that going to mean for someone who is looking to put their home on the market?
It's a great time to put your home on the market because sales prices are up over 7.5% right now.
But it's not simply a matter of putting a sign in someone's yard. What's it really take to sell someone's home and get the maximum value?
Well, you need somebody with a proven track record that's going to be able to provide you with a plan that's going to guarantee to get your home sold.
Well, he's sold more than 100 homes year after year after year. Get in touch with Richard Herbst at Keller Williams Hometown Realty today. Best way to do that?
Call me on my cell phone at 477-1411.
Your website?
TeamHerbst.com. That's TeamHerbst.com.
And the phone number again?
477-1411.
This is Larry Hansgen. I used to save old bed sheets to use as drop cloths, old jeans and shirts for that next paint job as well, but no more. I am never picking up a paintbrush again. Instead, I pick up the phone and call Chris at University Painters. 630-3800, I make the call. Chris comes out with his color wheel, writes up the estimate, and gets me set for a professional paint job. University Painters has done work both inside and outside on my home, and the summer exterior painting season is upon us, so get on the schedule now and call Chris at 630-3800 and take advantage of University Painters' summer special of 50% off paint and materials. Weather has taken its toll. Make your home's curb appeal pop with a professional paint job. Leave the ladders, the scraping, the caulking, the painting to the pros at University Painters. Call for your free estimate at 630-3800, 50% off paint materials, but the schedule will fill up fast, so call today or go online, universitypainters.com.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe, call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA-certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime.
W-H-I-O. How can you grow a better lawn? Let's go in the grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I'm waiting for Mr. Mason to put Mr. Randy on hold, and then I will push the button for Mr. Randy. Good morning, Mr. Randy.
Yeah, I was having all kinds of phone problems, but I'm back. I'm here.
I was defending your honor this week.
Yeah, I heard. my grass seed's way too expensive, I heard.
Yeah, and I charge too much to tell you what's wrong with your tree, so it's okay.
Well, you know, and I've said it many times, but I repeat my father a lot. He always would say, cheap grass seed is the most expensive grass seed you'll ever buy, because you can certainly save a lot of money and go somewhere other than green velvet for your seed and sod and other products. But you know, you do in this world most of the time get what you pay for, and especially true with grass seed in today's world. It's becoming tougher and tougher and tougher, Mark, to find grass seed that does not have all kinds of things like Poa annua, Poa trivialis, other weeds and grasses that you simply can't get rid of once you plant the turf. So, I look at that as a compliment, Mark.
Well, I the whole time on the phone, I just was smiling. I just thought, she said to me, well, why do you believe this? He goes, what does Randy Tischer pay you? I go, Randy Tischer didn't pay me anything. I said, I have my whole lawn where I live is green velvet grass, and I planted it 15 some years ago, and I to this day still have my neighbors always asking me, what variety of grass seed did you use? It's so much nicer than my yard. I said, yep. Yeah, it is, because you got cheap stuff from your builder and I got good stuff from Randy. And you know, they keep coming knocking. I have people knock on my door, Randy, and yep. I tell them. So I defended your honor this week. So,
well, I thank you. I need all the help I can get, Mark. Thank you very much.
So here we go into the season of rain, humidity, and all I got to say is I feel like I'm in the middle of a steam bath all the time. And it's been good weed growing weather. I will tell you that I don't think I've seen weeds grow as fast as they have this year. And you talked about in your blog post this week about wild violets and ground ivy and clover. And these can be very tough hombres to control. And
yeah, they can. And there's pictures of each of them on the blog. I can't take credit for that, but I've got a young lady that my youngest daughter that's pretty good with that kind of stuff. But any event, those plants, wild ivy, some people call it creeping Charlie. There are a number of broadleaf weeds that are not going to be controlled with your typical three-way herbicide. They just don't do it. But there are products on the market today that will do it. You have to look for them, and you have to look for the weeds on the label. But anything with triclopyr or carfentrazone, those are some newer chemistries that are on the market, and those tend to take out these tougher to control broadleaves much better than the typical old fashioned 2,4-D, MCPP, and dicamba three-way formulation. So it can be done. You just have to do a little research, and again, you're going to probably pay a little more money for that chemistry. But you know, if you want to get rid of those weeds, there's only one way to do it.
Mr. Tischer, I don't know if you have seen this weed this year or not.
What's that?
Water hemp. Have you seen water?
Yeah,
it's bad. I mean, I have probably seen more issues with water hemp this year than I have seen in years. Water hemp is in the amaranthus family, and it's been shown to be completely glyphosate resistant. And this stuff is showing up in mulches. And in landscapes, and with all of the rain that we have had this year, this doggone stuff is everywhere. It's actually a cousin to red root pigweed, to be exact. But it is very difficult to control. And I was in a landscape the other night looking at a property that was literally being overrun by this stuff. And the property owner was saying to him, he goes, I've been spraying this with, you know, 2% glyphosate, and it doesn't even phase it. And this is another one of these weeds that's resistant against glyphosate. And so it's important to do your weed ID. And if you've got resistant stuff, find some materials that will knock it out or go to some other form of control. You don't want this stuff to go to seed. I think one plant produces over 1.5 million seeds. this always fascinates me how we go from one extreme to the next in the world of weed control. But
I think it's unfortunate that we don't like crabgrass and foxtail, because they're easy to grow, mm-hmm. and they seem to grow everywhere without even any work or trouble. So it's just sometimes too bad we don't like some of these weeds in our lawns. It'd be a lot easier. It wouldn't be maybe as perfect, but it would be a lot easier. I don't know.
Yep. Well, Mr. Tischer, have a great and glorious day. Stay cool, stay wet, and all that other stuff. And
well, I don't have any problem staying wet. You know, I don't know, Mark. You and I have been doing this a long time on this radio, and mm-hmm. it's middle of July, and except for about 2 weeks this year, we haven't run our irrigation system, and
I know.
And I'm starting to wonder what this year is really going to look like. I don't know if we're ever going to be talking about
August,
about drought.
Just wait till August.
Is that right?
you count my words. August will be one hot, dry month. And you talk about plant stress. It's coming. It's coming. We're due for a real downturn cycle. And I always
I don't normally root for droughts and hot weather, but I'm starting to think that way, Mark.
I just wish it was even out a little bit, but that's okay.
I hear you.
Take care, Mr. Tischer.
Good to talk to you. Thank you. Sorry I'm late.
No, you're okay. And I'll defend your
honor.
I'll
talk to you later.
I'll defend your honor any day, sir. Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. You take care of you.
See you later, Mark. Talk to you next week.
You bet. Bye-bye.
You've been In the Grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms. Our Ask the Expert phone lines are open to answer your gardening and landscape questions. Call Mark Weber at 457-1290. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, and maybe you might get what plant I am. Let's head right to the telephone lines, and let's go talk to John in Washington Township. John, good morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are we doing, Mark?
Good. John, my genus of flowering plants belongs to the mint family. My genus is endemic to North America. My common name is inspired by the fragrance of my leaves, if you crush me. And I was named after a Spanish botanist who first wrote about me in 1574 about new plants of the New World. My flowers are tubular, bilateral, symmetrical, and have a very narrow upper lip and a wider lower lip. If you crush me, John, my leaves of my species will exude a fragrant, spicy fragrance. And I have been used as a medicinal plant for infections, for minor wounds, to alleviate stomach and bronchial ailments by the Native American tribes. And I am a natural source of an antiseptic compound that's utilized in a modern-day commercial mouthwash. John, what plant am I?
Eucalyptus.
You are incorrect, but thanks for the call, and thanks for being part of Garden Talk. 457-1290. Let's head to the telephone lines once again. Kathy in Huber Heights, what plant am I?
Peppermint.
No. Ah. Good guess. Try. Thank you for calling, Kathy. 457-1290. Let's go to Springfield. Kurt. Kurt,
yes.
Good morning. What plant am I?
I have no idea. Everybody guessed what I was going to guess.
You only get to tell me what you've told Mason, the executive producer of Garden Talk. You don't get to change your tune. This isn't politics, okay? So what's your guess, Kurt?
Basil.
Kurt, you didn't give the answer that you are either answer that you gave Mason and the answer that you inappropriately just gave on the air were both false. See, you can't change your tune when you go to Garden Talk. 457-1290 is the number of the dial. What plant am I? If you know what plant I am, you win a $25 gift card to Knollwood Garden Center because they're gardeners like you and I. Let's go back to the telephone lines at 457-1290. Let's go talk to Joyce. Joyce in Dayton, what plant am I, Joyce?
How about lemon balm?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. But thank you for calling and have a great and glorious day, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye. 457-1290. What plant am I, folks? What could I be? What could I be? Let's go to Springfield and talk to Sherry. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Your hydrangea is not blooming, eh?
That is correct.
What happened to your hydrangea, Sherry?
I have no idea. I got them last spring. They were pretty pink and blue, and then after the winter, they grew real green and lush, but no flowers.
But no leaves, no flowers, eh?
Yep.
What you have, Sherry, is a macrophylla hydrangea, or what we call the large leaf hydrangeas. And large leaf hydrangeas have different levels of zone hardiness, and many of which are zone 6 and 7, which means that when they go through the winter months, they most likely will not, their flower buds won't survive the winter because they set their flower buds the year before. So what we need to do is plant varieties that are hardy for zone 5, which there are. And then two, if you've got varieties like what you have, next this coming winter in early to mid-December, let's pile the over top of those shoots that come out of the ground with a little bit of a whole bunch of mulch to insulate those buds. And if you do that, you will preserve the flowers for the following season. And then guess what, Sherry?
Gotcha.
You'll have blue blooms, you'll have pink blooms, depending on the acidity of your soil, and they will have come back, okay?
All right, so the ones that I have now, I just need to yank out, correct?
No, leave them be, but mulch them come winter.
Oh, okay, so those will come back then.
Yes, ma'am, but you got to mulch them in the winter.
All righty, I hear you.
You got to protect those flower buds, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
You have a great, blessed, wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. 457-1290. Do you know what plant I am? A lot of folks didn't. I'm not eucalyptus. I'm not a willow. What could I be? I could be a many things, couldn't I? 457-1290. What plant am I? It's really hard questions today on Garden Talk. 457-1290. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking your calls at 457-1290. What plant I am? If you've got a gardening question, I have an open line for you at 457-1290. More Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hey, Val, check this out.
What is all that, Jim?
Pictures from the attic.
Is that your...
Grandma, yeah.
Who's that kid?
You're looking at him.
I've never seen these.
I love old pictures.
So many of them.
Got me thinking.
About Grandma?
Sure, but more about her home.
I bet you loved going there.
And other grandmas.
And their homes?
And visits by CJS technicians.
Uh-huh.
And what we expect of them.
No matter whose home they visit.
Before we allow anyone to put on a CJS uniform...
They'd have to be someone we'd trust at Grandma's.
Exactly.
We screen them.
We test them.
We train them.
We tell them.
Treat every home
like it's their grandma's home.
That's how we do it.
Grandma's golden rule.
Today, it's the CJS rule.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
We're there when we promise.
Get right to work.
To get the job done.
Guaranteed.
Grandma wouldn't settle for less.
And neither should you.
I remember her fudge.
With a big glass of cold milk.
I miss that fudge.
I bet you miss Grandma more.
I sure do.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
We're CJSHeatingandAir.com.
Here with Hope for Today, lead pastor of Fairhaven Church, David Smith.
Summer. It's the time of year when everyone is thinking about a vacation, the trip of a lifetime, or a chance to make family memories. It's what we've waited for all year. And then we need to get a hold of someone in a moment of crisis or when we need a hand, and they're not there. It's wonderful that God never takes a vacation. He's always there and always on time. We never have to worry if he's home or listening or available. At Fairhaven Church, we're brought together by an amazing hope, which we don't have to do anything to earn, but just need to accept. We would love to have you join us.
Hope for Today with David Smith, lead pastor, with campuses in Centerville, Northmont, and Springboro. For information, visit fairhavenchurch.org. Fairhaven Church. Find hope.
Five Rivers Metro Park's Second Street Market is now open on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. through the end of August. This summer, you can enjoy fresh local produce from the Outdoor Farmers Market and then stop inside for delicious lunch options, artisan breads, cheeses, flowers, and homemade crafts from more than 40 different Dayton area vendors all weekend long. Plan your next visit at metroparks.org/localfood.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
At Miami Valley Gaming, we're always giving away the farm. But now, through July 28th, we're bringing the farm to the floor with a Lucky Clucky Challenge. Test your luck and your wits in a game of tic-tac-toe against a real-life chicken. You can win a whole squawk free play. So get your tail feathers down here now through July 28th and get ready to get clucky. We're just off by 75 at exit 29.
See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
When you look at your trees, do you see dead or hanging branches? Are leaves turning yellow or falling off? If your trees don't look healthy, or if you're worried that they may be unsafe, call the tree care professionals at Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated tree care company staffed with ISA-certified arborists serving Greater Dayton. Visit their website at arbor-experts.com or call them at 937-233-4118. That's Arbor Experts at 233-4118.
David Cemetery offers many options for your cremation, from niches in our mausoleums and columbariums to a ground burial in our traditional grave spaces or scattering in our remembrance circle. Like traditional burial, placing a cremation in a columbarium or mausoleum niche offers family and friends a physical location for memorialization. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
This season, enjoy your backyard without pesky disease-carrying mosquitoes. Call A-Able today and be free of unwelcome invaders. Our bodyguard program encircles your home with a barrier of protection. Call A-Able for a free inspection and enjoy this summer pest-free. Always fair prices, always a live voice. Call 434-4343. A-Able, because it's always something.
I'm calling A-Able because it's always something around here.
Hey, listeners, Larry Hanskin here. Don't forget, next week is WHIO Radio's Nostalgia Week, sponsored by Dots Market and Dayton Metro Library Grand Opening. Hear special guests, classic WHIO sounds, and more all week next week here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Ladies and gentlemen, 7:55, let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Showers and thunderstorms likely this morning. It's going to be hot and humid with highs in the upper 80s. We'll see another chance for storms firing up late in the day, and those storms could linger into the overnight hours tonight. Warm and muggy tonight with overnight lows in the mid-70s. We'll see a chance for storms early in the day Sunday with highs back into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar shows most of the rain has moved off to the east. We've got overcast skies right now in downtown Dayton, resting at a balmy 71 degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
the Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. My genus of flowering plants is in the mint family. My genus is endemic to North America. My common names were inspired by the fragrance of my leaves. My genus was first described by a Spanish botanist in 1574 about plants of the New World. My flowers are tubular, bilateral, symmetric, narrow with an upper lip, and wider with a lower lip. If you crush my leaves of my species, I exclude a spicy fragrance or essential oil, and I have been used as a medicinal plant for skin infections, minor wounds. I alleviate stomach and bronchial ailments by the Native Americans for my use. And I'm a natural source of an antiseptic compound that's primarily the active ingredient in the modern day world of mouthwash. What plant am I? Let's head to the telephone lines once again at 457-1290 and let's go talk to Dan. Dan, what plant am I?
Spearmint.
Sorry to tell you, but you are incorrect, but thanks for calling Garden Talk. 457-1290. Mary and Xenia, what plant am I?
Aloe vera.
Nope, but a good guess, but no cigar. 457-1290. What plant am I, ladies and gentlemen? Let's go to Centerville and let's go talk to Matthew. Matthew, what plant am I?
Monarda.
You are right, Matthew. Ah. Congratulations, Matthew.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it could be Monardia. It could be Bee Bomb. This is a really great summertime plant. Blooms all summer long. Hummingbirds love it, and a number of our native bees like it. It has great fragrance in the garden. It comes in purples and it comes in reds. It's just a delightful plant. Matthew, you are the proud winner of a $25 gift card to Knollwood Garden Center because they're gardeners like you and I. I'm going to put you on hold so that Mason, our executive producer extraordinaire, can get all your vital data. And I really appreciate you listening and being part of the program. What gave it away, Matthew?
Well, I've been planting some pollinator plants, and I was familiar with Bee Balm and Monarda.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, Rich Pearson gave it away when he mentioned Balm. And,
I knew it! It was Rich again! He gave it away! See? You make him really feel proud, because he was complaining in the chat room at GardenTalkBlog.com that nobody took advantage of his cheated, of giving cheat sheets away on this plant. Well, Matthew, I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations to you again, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Stand by. Another hour of Garden Talk that lies ahead. An open line for you at 457-1290. Would love to hear your voices as I continue to assist you having the best yard, garden, and landscape ever here in Southwest Ohio and beyond on Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios. WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.